Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Hi, Michelle. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm doing great. How are you?
Michelle, my name is Gladys Emekekwe. I know there's an advert that you guys put on the something that for a cream, which I, it said pay for the shipment, which I did. And apparently, I did speak to one of your representative in Miami that called me with area code number 305, and I told her that the cream is broke me out heavily, and definitely I don't want anything to do with this cream. And she said okay, that she's sorry about that. And I'm very surprised to see that you guys were billing my account. And when I discovered it, I called the bank, the credit card. I said, I never authorized any of this something. The only one I authorized was 670 and 747. The rest I didn't authorize. So I spoke to somebody on your department that said they're going to credit me back the money. But apparently they were supposed to credit me $369.58. What was appearing in my account is $184.79. So it has not yet been resolved. That's why I'm calling back again. Because I called my Discover card, mm-hmm. and they told me to call you guys back before they start their inquiry.
Okay.
To make sure that you guys are still sending the money.
Okay, well, let me check you out. Can I have a zip code?
The zip code is 33018.
Okay, and can I please have your name again?
My name is Gladys Emekekwe.
All right, 1 second.
Thank you, Michelle. Your name is Michelle, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, Gladys, can you verify your shipping address for me?
It's 18863 Northwest 89th Avenue, Hialeah, Florida, 33018.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Let me just check this out. 1 second.
They billed me April the 25th, and they billed me again May the 27th.
1 second.
The actual amount is $92.26, $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. 1 second. Let me look over this real quick.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so it looks like you called in June the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they fully refunded you those two charges of May. Let me see. So they fully refunded you those two charges of May because this dates back all the way to April the 8th. Yes, April the 8th for the free trial of the skincare cream and the skin serum. Those are a 14-day trial that you signed up for. You need to call back and cancel one in order to avoid getting charged, or even after you're charged, you're supposed to call and cancel to avoid getting more if you just simply do not like it. And it looks like the trial ended and they charged you April 25th for what you got mm-hmm. during the trial. And
okay,
then,
Michelle, you know, mm-hmm. I actually spoke to a lady in your office that called me from 305 number. And I know that she has an accent, you know, I don't know if she's Haitian, you know, I'm an African. And I know, you know, she called me and I told her, this, if you give me your phone number, I can do a FaceTime with you. You see how this thing break up my face so bad, you know. And I told her, this cream is not good for everybody, you know. So she said that she's sorry. I'm very surprised. I haven't gotten any more stuff from you guys. that you guys are billing me, they are billing me for what I don't know what. And when I spoke to the guy called Jay, she said, okay, you know, they're going to refund me my money.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she now, why are they refunding just one and they're not refunding the rest? I told him emphatically, I want my money refunded and don't bill me no more because this product is not good for me.
Well, ma'am, I understand that it's not good for you and you can call and cancel any time, and that you did call and cancel June the 1st. Ever since June the 1st, your account has been canceled.
Not June the 1st is not the first time I called. I spoke to somebody. I spoke to somebody before June the 1st.
Well, ma'am, we have no history of that.
Yeah, you have people calling on your behalf with area code 305.
No, ma'am. Our customer service numbers would be like 855-844, anything that's also the 8.
Mm-hmm. This one is 305. There is a lady that called me. A lady.
Okay. We don't call people. They call us because we're customer support. I really don't know who you spoke to, but I see that you spoke to one of our representatives June the 1st, and that's the day that they canceled you, and that's the day that they gave you a full 2 refunds for those 2 charges that were done in May, and you've been canceled ever since.
So when are they crediting me the rest of the money? Do you know?
Let me see. They credited you $91.89, $92.90. This was done June the 1st.
No, I mean, because the guy told me they're going to credit me back the money. So why are
yes.
they crediting me? They haven't credited the other one.
And so it usually takes 3 to 5 business days. So I'd see this was done on the 1st. So you had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's 3 days. It might not show up in those 3 days. It might show up next week, Monday, Tuesday, because you have to exclude the weekends. So it will show up back the rest next week. It takes 3 to 5 business days for your refunds to go through. But they gave you 2 full refunds for $91.89 and $92.90.
No, that one already showed in my statement.
Okay.
92, that one, the rest is what I'm talking. The one that was, they charged me on April the 25th.
April 25th.
It's not supposed to come partially. It's supposed to come the same time. Because they credited me with $184.79. It's supposed to be $369.58.
Well, ma'am, the charges for April, they did not refund those. They refunded the ones for May because they can only refund the latest 2 charges of the month. And you had called after they charged April. You called in May. They refunded the ones in May. For the ones in April, they're not allowed to give refunds for those 2.
Why?
Because there was no call to cancel.
Okay. Michelle, it's not 2. It's not 2. They billed me twice.
But, ma'am, look, April 25th, they billed you for what you got during the trial. Those are the 2 charges. And then in May, they sent you some more, and you called to cancel those.
I haven't gotten those. They only gave me the sample. Because I told them that I can send back the sample. You know, you see what I've used on it. They did not agree with me. You need to talk to somebody or so that you can.
Man, we all have the same protocol, and I'm trying to explain to you how this is. I explained to you that they fully refunded you those 2 charges when you called about the May charges. That's the only thing that we can do. You know, all the way back to April, we can't refund those because you didn't call in before. Or in April, you called after the ones May were charged. They refunded you those whole 2 charges. But for the one in May, if you wanted those refunded, you have to have called before they even charge you for the next month. We're only allowed to do the latest 2 charges of that month. They refunded that for you. They can't send you anymore. They can't charge you anymore. But, you know, in order to have avoided all this, you know, we would have had to receive a call during your trial. There's 14 free days where you could have called to avoid all of the charges, all of this trouble that you're going through. We could have avoided it if we would just got a call, but we did not. We got a call June the 1st, and they refunded you the May charges.
And why on earth that the lady that I spoke to didn't tell me about this? You have to call you for 14 days and do all this. Why wasn't it notified? Why weren't you guys telling people that?
Ma'am, it is in your terms and conditions. When you order, you have to click a box saying you're 18 years or older. Your terms and conditions are right there. They tell you how much it would be. They tell you how many days the trial has. It tells you all the information for people to look over. You just click on it, and it tells you. So
no,
that's the reason.
I'm not aware of all this. Do you have somebody anywhere? I've already told Discover to start an inquiry with you guys so that I can get my money back. Because, I need my money back, or else I'm going to get a lawyer and start lawsuits on you guys.
These charges were made because you never called to cancel. You didn't call to cancel it.
The point is that I spoke to somebody from your department, and I told her that this cream is not good for me. It's too much. It has some strong something, and my face is breaking out.
I understand, ma'am, but I do not know who you spoke to. The only call I have here from our representative is June the 1st. I have no idea who you spoke to the other day, and I don't know who called you. We cannot call people. They call us like you're doing today.
You guys call people. Listen, honest to God, I swear on my mother's grave. Somebody called me from your department. You guys call.
No, ma'am, that was not us.
Yes, you guys call.
We do not call people. Ma'am, we cannot call people. They call us. We don't have a phone. We're on computers. They have to call us. We don't sit here and call people. So when you called in June the 1st, that's when everything was fixed on your account. That's when they gave you refunds. That's when they canceled you out. If you like to speak to a supervisor, ma'am, I can just go ahead and transfer you, but they will just explain the whole process like I'm doing now.
So you mean you guys are not going to refund my money? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Ma'am, they refunded you full for the May charges that you called about.
They refunded partially. The guy told me they're going to refund me my money.
They did refund your money, ma'am.
No, they didn't. If you guys are still owing me $184.79.
Ma'am, we don't owe you that. You called in to cancel the subscription. You canceled it, and they fully refunded you these two charges. The other two charges you never called to cancel.
You're telling me you never owe me that. I'm telling you, you owe me that. You're telling me you never owe me that. What do you mean you never owe me that?
We don't owe you the April charges, ma'am.
You billed my account.
Yes, ma'am, because you never called in. You never called and canceled it, and they charged you for the product.
This is pure fraudulent way of doing things.
Ma'am, there's no fraud. Your terms and conditions are there. You need to call and cancel, and that's what you did June the 1st. They canceled you that day. If you would have called way before that, they would have canceled you before that. It all just depends on when you call. When you call, they canceled you and refunded. I will gladly transfer you to a supervisor, ma'am, if you like.
I'm telling you the gospel truth. Because, anyway, I've told Discover to remove those charges off me and to start inquiry with you guys. Because it doesn't make sense to me. You know?
Well, ma'am, I am explaining the trial. I'm explaining how it goes. I explained they gave you the two refunds. I explained that we can only do the latest two charges for refunds. I've explained everything. And if you want a supervisor to talk about your charges for you, I can go ahead and do that, and we can see what they can do about it, because only us were allowed to do the latest two charges.
Can you give me the supervisor, please?
Yes, ma'am. One second. Let me write some notes here. You're welcome.
I'm not mad with you because it's not you. I'm just talking to you for the first time, okay?
Yes, ma'am. One second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just trying to write some notes for the supervisor so they can see what we were talking about, okay?
Okay, dear.
All right, 1 second. One second. I'm going to get you transferred shortly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I put these notes in here for you, and I will now transfer you to a supervisor. Just please hold the line for me. Thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just hold the line. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.